Adventure Box presents The Great Perfume Competition, a story by Justine Potter-Kanin, illustrated by Turkel Rispjerg. Chapter 1. The Magic of Flowers. My name is Ferdinand. At the time of this story, I was 10 years old. I lived in Grasse, in the south of France. My town was well known for its perfumes, and I dreamed of becoming a perfumer like my neighbour, Mr. Picard. In the spring of 1923, my parents agreed to let me help him when I was not at school, instead of working with them in the fields. They knew that I really wanted to be his apprentice. But this master perfumer was very demanding, so I would have to work hard. That morning, when I arrived at his workshop, he greeted me briefly and said, "Ferdinand, could you fetch me some rose, please? I need some to finish this perfume." I went to the perfume organ, a kind of fragrance library, where Mr. Picard kept the ingredients for his scents. There were a lot of small bottles grouped in alphabetical order. I read the labels out loud. Patchouli, rosemary, sandalwood. Oh no, there was no rose left. I hurried to the warehouse to see if a new delivery had arrived. As I approached the building, I was relieved to smell the delicious scent of roses. I spotted Albert, who was unloading some large sacks of freshly collected petals. Albert had worked for Mr. Picard for a long time. He delivered the plants the perfumer needed, such as mint, lemon, and lavender. The young man bought them from local farmers in the area, depending on the season. I thanked Albert for the rose petals. They had arrived at just the right moment. He asked me to tell Mr. Picard that he would be back the next day to deliver some orange blossom. The sacks were bigger than me, but I carried them over to the distiller, a machine that extracted the scent of the plants by heating them. I poured all the petals into a tank filled with water. I lit a fire underneath it, and after a few minutes, I turned on the tap and filled a small bottle with an intensely perfumed liquid called Essence of Rose. The scent was so beautiful and strong that I felt as though I was floating in a cloud of flowers. It was really magical. Suddenly, I heard Mr. Picard calling in an impatient voice, "Ferdinand, is that rose scent ready?" I replied, "Coming, sir." I finished filling the bottle, stuck a rose label on it, and took it to him. Just then the bell rang. It was the postman. He handed my master a letter. Mr. Picard opened it and said, "Mrs. Campion is inviting me to take part in a competition." I asked in a timid voice, "Who is Mrs. Campion, sir?" The perfumer replied, "She is the director of the biggest department store in Paris. It is called Les Belles Saisons. If I win this competition, it will bring us great success. I will need your help, my boy." While Mr. Picard was in such a good mood, I decided to ask him, "If we win, will you take me on as your apprentice next year?" Mr. Picard seemed surprised at my question, but he smiled and said, "Is that what you want? We'll see how you get on during the competition." My heart leapt with joy. Chapter 2. Competition Time. The next day, Mr. Picard and I travelled to Paris for a meeting with Mrs. Campion. It was the first time I had been on a train. I was very excited. I pressed my nose against the window so that I would not miss an inch of the countryside. As we came out of the station in Paris, Mr. Picard began to walk fast. I followed him, looking all around me at the tall buildings and all the people on the streets of the capital. We arrived at Les Belles Saisons department store and we went up to the top floor. The view was incredible.
I recognised the Eiffel Tower that I had seen in a book at school.
Mrs. Campion, the owner of the shop, greeted us enthusiastically. Mr. Pickard, how are you? And who is this young man with you?
The perfumer kissed her hand and introduced me as his assistant. I couldn't believe my ears. When Mrs. Campion showed us into her office, I noticed a sweet smell of flowers. There was a vase of delicate bell-shaped flowers in the middle of the room. Mrs. Campion looked at us over her glasses and said,
"The perfume I want to launch must be entrancing, charming, hypnotizing, like a magic spell."
She waved her arms around as she spoke, and her bangles jingled. Then she added,
"Mr. Pickard, you have a rival in this competition. Mr. Coumarin has also decided to take part. You probably know him. He is from Grasse, too."
I watched the look on my master's face change as Mrs. Campion carried on.
"The person who wins this competition will have their perfume sold in beautiful bottles in my shop. You have a week to create my dream perfume, not a day more. Good luck."
I walked down the stairs behind Mr. Pickard. He whispered in a cross voice,
"Mr. Coumarin and I are sworn enemies. In a previous competition, he actually cheated in order to win."
I was hardly listening to him. I couldn't wait to help him create a new perfume. It was an amazing chance to show Mr. Pickard what I could do and that I was worthy of becoming his apprentice. I already had an idea, so I mentioned it to try and impress him.
"What if we used orange blossom as the base for our perfume? It has a fresh and powerful scent, and I'm sure Mrs. Campion will like it."
Mr. Pickard was about to reply, but he suddenly stopped. A very large man was standing on the stairs. He was wearing a dark coat and carrying a walking stick. He said to my master,
"Pickard, I see you are still passing on your knowledge to young apprentices. But you won't win the competition that way. I will win, just like the last time."
Mr. Pickard's face turned red and he stomped down the stairs cursing. I struggled to keep up with him. As we walked out of the building, I heard my boss murmur,
"I hope Coumarin did not hear what you said. If he did, that good-for-nothing will cheat again."
He patted my shoulder and added,
"In any case, I liked your orange blossom idea."
My boss had just accepted my suggestion. I was over the moon.
Chapter 3. Secret Flower Harvest.
The next day, back in Grasse, I noticed my boss pacing around his office and looking out of the window. We were waiting for a delivery of orange blossom. He seemed worried. Albert suddenly burst into the room in a panic. He cried,
"There is not one single flower left. They were all picked during the night. Get in my truck, I'll show you."
Albert took us to the spot. We could see that in all the orange orchards round about, there were no flowers left on the trees. Before getting back in Albert's truck, Mr. Pickard shouted,
"It's that detestable Coumarin who did this. He must have heard us talking about your idea, Ferdinand, when we bumped into him in Mrs. Campion's store."
Another truck suddenly pulled up next to ours. The driver shouted,
"You should have got up earlier to do your collecting, Pickard."
I immediately recognised Mr. Coumarin. He stared at us, stroking his moustache. Then he laughed and drove off in his truck full of orange blossoms. Mr. Pickard raised his fist and was about to run after the truck. He was furious. But he changed his mind and said to me, sounding heartbroken,
"Come on, Ferdinand. We had better not lose any more time over that cheat."
When we got back to the workshop, Mr. Pickard sat down at his desk and didn't say anything for a long while. I asked him in a timid voice, "How about making rose the base of our new perfume?" He replied in an irritated voice.
"It's too ordinary. Can you give me a moment, Ferdinand? I need to be alone to think."
I was worried by Mr. Pickard's reaction. I was also worried that Mr. Pickard might be thinking I wasn't good enough to be his apprentice. I also needed to calm down, so I decided to go for a walk in the woods. I noticed a strong spring-like smell. It reminded me of something, but what? I walked on into the forest, following the scent. It became stronger and stronger. I zigzagged through the trees, and at last I discovered that the scent was coming from behind a large oak. I cried, "Lily of the Valley!" Then I remembered Mrs. Campion had a large bunch of it in her office, so I was sure she must really love that scent. I quickly went to fetch some sacks. In 1 hour, I had filled around 10 of them with Lily of the Valley sprigs. I put them in the wheelbarrow and took them back to the workshop. I wanted to surprise Mr. Pickard. Once the little white flowers had been distilled, I would suggest using them as a base for our new perfume. I hoped that he would like my idea this time.
Chapter 4. Silent Flower.
I filled the tank with flowers, added water, and heated it up. After a few minutes, a liquid came out of the distiller. But when I sniffed it, I couldn't smell anything. How could that be? The liquid had absolutely no smell at all.
Albert appeared. He asked me, "What are you doing?"
I replied, "It's strange. I distilled 9 whole sacks of Lily of the Valley, but there is no scent."
Albert giggled and said, "Didn't you know that Lily of the Valley is a silent flower?"
I was surprised. "What does that mean?"
Albert explained, "The flowers smell great, but their scent cannot be gathered because it is too delicate. You could put tons of Lily of the Valley flowers in the distiller, but you would never get any scent from them."
I asked him, "Does that mean there are no perfumes that smell of Lily of the Valley?"
Albert nodded. I was surprised and embarrassed. If I wanted to become a perfumer, I needed to know things like that. Fortunately, Mr. Pickard had not seen anything. But suddenly he appeared in the doorway to the workshop.
Mr. Pickard asked, "What are you up to? What's in the vat?"
I didn't say anything. If my boss realized what I had done with the Lily of the Valley, I would be in trouble. I could forget about becoming a perfumer.
Mr. Pickard walked over to the distiller, picked up a bottle and filled it with liquid. Then he held it close to his nose and frowned. He said to me,
"What were you trying to distill, Ferdinand?"
Before I could reply, he opened the vat and saw the Lily of the Valley flowers. Mr. Pickard rolled his eyes and shook his head, murmuring, "Ferdinand wants to make silent flowers speak."
I felt like I was about to cry. I looked at the floor, ready to be told that I would not be taken on as an apprentice the following year. Albert looked at me, feeling sorry. Master Pickard shrugged his shoulders and he burst out laughing. He asked me,
"How much did you gather, Ferdinand?"
I nervously showed him the sacks. Only one still had Lily of the Valley flowers in it. Mr. Pickard put his hand in and held a handful of the little white bells to his nose.
"What a scent! I understand why Mrs. Campion likes them so much. Ferdinand, you made a beginner's mistake."
I blushed and was trying to think of an excuse when Mr. Pickard added,
"However, it was an excellent idea. It makes me think about a new technique that chemists have developed for recreating scents without any natural elements. Tomorrow, I should receive a few samples of artificial scents. we can see if any of them is like the Lily of the Valley scent." I was so relieved that Mr. Pickard was not angry with me.
Chapter 5. Scent Secrets.
The next day, my master and I settled down in the workshop. Mr. Pickard took a few little bottles out of a cardboard box and explained to me, "These are all the new scents that a chemist friend has sent me. It's time to test your sense of smell, Ferdinand." So I sniffed the bottles one after the other. It was very surprising. Some scents smelt natural, but some were very unusual. None of them was like the unique scent of Lily of the Valley. Suddenly I had an idea. How about mixing them to try and create a Lily of the Valley perfume? Mr. Pickard was surprised at my suggestion, but he encouraged me to try. I concentrated hard and mixed together the two products that seemed the closest to Lily of the Valley. I handed my mixture to Mr. Pickard. He sniffed it and said with a smile, "Not bad." He carefully put the finishing touches to my mixture, murmuring, "Just a few more drops of rose." Then he handed me a test tube so I could sniff the scent. It was amazing. It was just like sniffing real Lily of the Valley flowers. Mr. Pickard said, "Thanks to your wonderful idea, we are going to create the first perfume in the world that will smell of Lily of the Valley." My heart leapt with joy. I was so proud to be part of making a new perfume. My dream was becoming a reality. Over the next few days, Mr. Pickard and I worked hard to create the beautiful scent that Mrs. Campion wanted. My master added other ingredients to our artificial Lily of the Valley scent. As he worked with his bottles, he explained that woodland scents could add elegance to a perfume. He also said that small amounts of certain ingredients with a bad scent could make a perfume irresistible. I felt like I was working with a wizard who could pass all his secrets on to me. At last, after a few days' work, Mr. Pickard stopped. He said to me with a smile, "Ferdinand, I think this is it." He handed me a small bottle filled with the perfumed liquid. My heart beat fast as I packed it in a box. Chapter 6. Winning Perfume. A week after our first trip, we took a train back to Paris. It was the day that Mrs. Campion would choose between our creation and the one that scoundrel Coumarin had made. When we arrived at Les Belles Saisons, we climbed up to the top floor of the department store. Mr. Coumarin was already there. Mrs. Campion welcomed us. "Good day, gentlemen. Please come in. I can't wait to experience your creations." We all went into her office. Mr. Coumarin began. "The orange blossom has been exceptional this season. It is the essential ingredient for any perfume this year." Mrs. Campion sniffed the bottle that he held out to her and said, "What a charming perfume." Then she turned to my master and said, "What about your offering, Mr. Pickard?" My master nodded to me. I carefully unpacked our little bottle and walked over to hand it to Mrs. Campion. Just then, Mr. Coumarin held out his walking stick in front of me.
"Ah!"
I tripped and watched in horror as the bottle flew out of my hands, spun around in the air, and broke into 1,000 pieces on the floor. Mr. Pickard was speechless. He was stunned by what had just happened. I could feel tears trickling down my cheeks. My dream of becoming a perfumer was in bits, just like the little bottle on the floor. Mrs. Campion leaned over the spilt perfume and shouted, "Can you smell this wonderful scent?" The shop owner stood up straight and said,
This is exactly what I wanted. Mr. Pickard, you have won.
Mr. Coomera was furious. He tried to defend himself.
You can't judge a perfume that has spilt all over the floor.
Mrs. Campion replied in a cold voice.
And why not, Mr. Coomera? This creation is 1,000 times more original than yours. Be a good sport.
The cheat was offended. He walked away and slammed the door so hard behind him that the walls shook. My master leaned over towards me and murmured,
Ferdinand, you did an excellent job.
His words made me feel very proud. I was on cloud 9 all the way back to grass. That same evening, before I went home, Mr. Pickard called me into his office. He said in a mischievous voice,
Ferdinand, did I understand correctly that you want to be a perfumer?
I blushed. He handed me a box full of little bottles and explained,
Here are 100 or so scents for you to practice with. A perfumer must know how to recognize all of them. Your apprenticeship starts today.
I jumped for joy. Then I went home to share the fantastic news with my family. That evening I couldn't get to sleep, so I sniffed one little bottle after another, enjoying the beautiful scents that my master had given me. The end.